to the Church Ohio Spotlight. The Church Ohio Spotlight is an interview highlighting group leaders in the Church Ohio community. The purpose of the Spotlight is to allow group leaders to share information about their ministry and why others should join their group on churchohio.com. Let's listen to see who will be in the Spotlight.
Hello and welcome to the Church Ohio Spotlight. I'm your host, Shantae. Now we have a great interview ahead for you today. We have the spotlight on Protecting Black Life, which is an organization in Cincinnati, Ohio that promotes pro-life. Now we will be speaking with Arnold Colbreth, who is the Urban Outreach Director of Protecting Black Life. Hello, Arnold, and welcome to the Church Ohio Spotlight.
Hi, how are you doing today, Shantae? Thank you for having me on. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Now, Arnold, tell us a little bit about the organization and the mission of Protecting Black Life.
Okay. Protecting Black Life is internationally headquartered here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And listeners can find us on the web at www.protectingblacklife.org. And our mission is to educate the African-American community across the country about the devastating impact that abortion is having on our community. We do that in a number of ways. We host an educational website. We travel across the country educating the black community and raising up an army of African-Americans who have a very high value on the sanctity of life.
Okay, now, who are you helping? Is it mostly young people? Are you reaching out to adults, or is it a mixture of both?
It is a mixture of both. We are endeavoring to educate all of those that we possibly can because abortion is a silent genocide that's going on in our community.
Okay, now, you were saying that you go around and you speak to different places all over the country. Do you maybe set up at schools and speak, or how was that done?
Well, we're endeavoring to get into more schools, but we speak primarily at churches. We speak at banquets. We speak at community groups. Really, anywhere we can get in. You know, of course, we know that abortion is, you know, the taking of a human life in the womb. It's one of those touchy subjects that nobody's really talking about, but we need to talk about it, particularly in the black community, because it is taking us out of here.
Okay. Now, what was your motivation to get involved with Protecting Black Life?
Well, it's interesting you say that because I've pastored for 20 years, and when I stepped out of my last pastorate, you know, as God would have it, he kind of thrust me into this facet of the pro-life movement, as it were. You know, and when I pressed into God about, okay, why me, why this issue, I began to do research on Margaret Sanger, who was the original founder of Planned Parenthood. Sanger is spelled like danger, but with an S. And I say that intentionally. I encourage the listeners to Google Margaret Sanger. Of course, she's deceased now, but her mission lives on. You know, and I pressed into God about why me, why this issue. And when I learned of her Negro Project of 1939, Margaret Sanger was a racist. She was a eugenicist, which, you know, believes in ethnic cleansing, you know, getting rid of the dysgenic and those that they feel are a drain on society. Of course, blacks were a real target of her venom, if you will. Their first so-called birth control clinic was in Harlem, interestingly enough. And it's called the Negro Project of 1939. The intent of the Negro Project was to unknowingly sterilize women of color.
Oh, now that's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's and there's probably a Planned Parenthood in every city.
it's a big deal. And what's so deep about it is it's a targeted genocidal intentionality in the placement of their facilities. We've done research here at Protecting Black Life, and 62.5%, that's 2 out of every 3 Planned Parenthoods in the country, are located in black neighborhoods. There's some intentionality around that. And because they're placed so plentifully in our communities, it has caused us, for the first time in history, to be below replacement rate.
Now, explain, what does that mean, below replacement rate?
Below replacement rate means that we are dying at a higher rate than we're being birthed. And if you continue that process for very long, you cease to exist. You know, it's very similar to a bank account. You know, if you're withdrawing more money than you're depositing, eventually you have no account. And because this is such a taboo topic to many, and, you know, it's a private issue, and, you know, of course you get into a woman's right to choose and, you know, those types of arguments that people levy, this silent killer is continuing to go on. And you got to understand how significant this thing is. Abortion is the leading cause of death in the black community. It's higher than AIDS, higher than heart disease, higher than cancer, higher than violent crime, higher than accidents. In fact, you can take all of those causes of death, stack them on top of each other, and they don't come close to the 14 million black babies that have died by abortion since 1973 when it was legalized.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, African-American women make up 13% of the female population in this country, but are having 37% of the abortions. Now, you see that disproportionate ratio. Now, many people get defensive at that point because they think that, you know, we're doing a takeoff on black women and all of that. Now, true, we do need to look at, you know, abstinence and personal responsibility and discipline and those kinds of things. You know, there's lots of money going into contraceptive programs, you know, things like the wrap it up, you know, program and all of that. You know, well, it's much more effective, and I don't mean to be crass, but it's much more effective to zip it up rather than wrap it up, because we have too many that aren't wrapping it up. And lest a listener think that, you know, there's anger in our work or our mindset or judgment, that's not what we're about. And I know that there are many who will listen to this broadcast who have made that decision in their past, and men and women who have made abortion decisions in their past need to understand that there's forgiveness in Christ when you come to Him. There's healing and there's wholeness that can be received, and there are free counseling opportunities, because the overwhelming majority of folks who have made that kind of decision are racked with guilt and not only psychological problems, but physical problems as well.
Wow. This has been an eye-opener. I didn't know. Those statistics are alarming. And I'm glad we did this, because it's definitely something that our listeners need to know about, and I'm sure that they will definitely want to share this with people that they know that have maybe been through this, or maybe, you know, facing an unplanned pregnancy. But okay, so what advice do you have if you have a young lady who's come up pregnant and it was an unplanned pregnancy? I don't know what the situation could be, but so what do you, I mean, she could be poor, you know, not feeling like she has the finances to take care of the child that she's contemplating, you know, on having or not. What advice would you give to a young lady like that?
Well, it really depends on what her particular situation is. There are pregnancy care centers all across the country that will provide free resources to assist a woman who finds themselves in that situation. to help them with, clothing for the baby, formula, help them to understand proper prenatal practices so they do birth, a healthy baby. You know, there are situations where, parents or guardians have put the young girl out of their home because she's pregnant, and there are many maternity homes, if you will, springing up across the country that will take them in, help them finish their education, help them get job skills training, help them get plugged into a job, help them get housing so that they can birth the baby and be in a much healthier position in their life beyond the birth. When a woman finds herself in a crisis pregnancy, it's really better, certainly in the eyes of God, but it's really better to get rid of the crisis rather than get rid of the baby.
Right, right.
You know, and when you look back, since I'm a preacher, when you look back at Mary, she certainly found herself in a crisis pregnancy, being impregnated by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was not her father. She was getting all kind of drama and folk cutting eyes at her and talking about her. What if she would have aborted? And they had means to do that back then. We would be doomed to hell,
Okay, well, Alma, wow, this is very informative. And I want to let our listeners know that you can also get more information about the Joining Black Life organization by also joining their group on churchohio.com, which is also called Protecting Black Life. Now, do you have any last-minute comments you'd like to add before we wrap up today?
Boy, I wish I had about 30 minutes with you, but I would love to just, we would love to just continue to educate the listeners about this issue. But we encourage the listeners to go to the website, become more educated about this issue themselves, begin to educate others, and we'd love to come and speak at their church or their community group about this very urgent issue. You asked me a minute ago about what motivates me to do this. Well, certainly the annihilation of our people right under our nose, and nobody's really talking about it. But Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was successful at infiltrating the black community in 1939 through black pastors and ministers. And when I sought the Lord about why me, it is because the pastors and ministers are those spiritual gatekeepers in the community. And just like that back door, if you will, was opened to our community by pastors and preachers, God intends for the pastors and preachers of today to close that back door. So they have an incredibly influential role in helping to educate people and to close this back door.
Wow. We could go on.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot. This has definitely been a good interview. I do want to thank you for interviewing with us on the Church Ohio Spotlight. I also want to thank our listeners for tuning in. And make sure that if you want more information that you do visit their website and also visit them on churchohio.com. But their website is www.protectingblacklife.org. And you can visit them on churchohio.com by visiting their group, and it's called Protecting Black Life. So, again, thank you so much for being a part of the Church Ohio Spotlight, and we look forward to working with you more because we definitely
thank you,
have
Shonda.
Some things that we could use. Thanks again.
Thank you for what you all are doing.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate the thank you. They keep us going.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Have a good
day. You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. To find out more information about this and other groups within the Church Ohio community, or to start your own group, join churchohio.com today.